and Bader Show, 1054. Before we get to the upskirt topic, I need to respond to an email from a liberal relative of mine. Jerry, are you serious? Do you believe we are facing a threat by attack on U.S. soil by a foreign nation? Have you totally lost it? Did I say that? I didn't say that. That's when you believe that national security threats have to be on our soil. What I said is, what is the greater threat from a foreign, from a sovereign nation? If Russia attacks NATO, that's attacking us. That's a threat. If North Korea attacks South Korea, that's a national security threat to us. If China attacks anybody, Japan, so on, that's a national security threat to us. At the moment, I think the chances of an attack on foreign soil by a sovereign nation are very, very low. That doesn't mean the threat from are they really that stupid, or is he just trying to be annoying? Or is he just naturally annoyingly stupid? Now he's... That's you don't want to get in the middle of this, huh? He's lying. I know exactly how he feels. All right, this is a fascinating story. Massachusetts' highest court ruled Wednesday that it is not illegal to secretly photograph underneath a person's clothing, a practice known as upskirting, prompting one prosecutor to call for a revision of state law. The high court ruled that the practice did not violate the law because the women who were photographed while riding Boston public transportation were not nude or partially nude. Well, what if some of them were? Okay, so if they're not wearing underwear, in the high court's ruling, that's not partially nude. How does that work? A female passenger in an MBTA trolley who is wearing a skirt, dress, or the like covering these parts of her body is not a person who is partially nude, no matter what is or isn't underneath the skirt, by way of underwear or other clothing, wrote Justice Margot Botsford of the State Supreme Judicial Court, basically their state Supreme Court. CNN legal analyst Sonny Hostin says the law has not caught up to technology and called it an assault on a woman's right to privacy. I think the court got it wrong, Hostin said. The spirit of the law makes it clear it's about the person's privacy. So right now, you are free to do this in Massachusetts until they change the law. Let me ask you this. What if you got down on your knees and looked under her skirt? Well, what would be the difference? So you've got the technology to sneak a peek under her skirt. What's any different? Now, you probably couldn't touch her. But what would be the difference? This is the dumbest ruling I have ever heard in my life. Okay, I understand that the right to privacy is a fabrication. There is no constitutional right to privacy. But the Supreme Court in 1973... said there was. How does this not violate? This is absolutely stunning to me. All right. Yes, we've been having technical issues with the after show video. No, we're not going to give up. Yes, Jason's going to find another way to do this, and we will attempt to do one, and we'll talk about ash tags on Twitter on Ash Wednesday. And are they wrong to do if you're a Catholic? I don't know if we're going to get to Common Core. We might discuss that tomorrow. And America's oil and gas leverage, why isn't President Obama using it? We will try to get to those on the after show video. It's 10:59.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.